Hello, welcome to Infinite Prattle. How are you? I hope you're very well. I'm very well, thank you. Just sat chilling, recording some podcasts today, trying to be organised and trying to record some future ones. Today's episode is about things like this. So if you recognise this, you might want to stick around. You're listening to Infinite Prattle with your host, Stephen. Thanks for joining me for unscripted, unedited everything. Thank you very much for joining me today. That intro is probably a little bit misleading. The little piece of music that I played you was from a lady called Lisa Lockheed, and that song is called Run With Us, and it was actually used as the exit theme to a cartoon called The Raccoons. I've done a little bit of research today, but not a lot, so there will be quite a lot of I don't know what year that was, or I'm not really sure, or I don't know, probably should have researched this. But I've done a little bit, so, you know, bear with me. But today's episode is about kids' TV themes and how awesome that they used to be. Because they did used to be, I think, better than recent times. There are a couple of examples of things that were better, I would say. Or not better, but on par, let's say. That one I played you in the intro was from a program called The Raccoons. And that was, it was a strange show. And the intro was just like a massive... It was happened on every single episode. And it was like a massive exposition of... setting the scene, and it was basically about a group of raccoons and dogs as well. I think there was some dogs and potentially some other animals, and they were kind of living in the forest and having their own little adventures. Then there was a guy in a big castle called Cyril Sneer, and his son, he was like a weird pink, almost kind of like Gonzo, but not, like with a crooked nose and stuff. And he had a son, but his son was kind of friends with the raccoons, and there was like a bit of a tension there. And Cyril Sneer, this weird creature thing, had these pigs as helpers. It was like the three little pigs. It was a bonkers setup. I can't remember like kind of what the if there was ever like they were just at war. I don't think they were. I think the raccoons were kind of like trying to just live the best life, and Cyril Sneer was just after money. It was a bit of a weird one. It was a little bit of a weird one, but I used to love it, and the thing I used to love about it was, as with a lot of 80s and early 90s TV shows, they just had brilliant themes. Like, the themes were just immense, and the end title, Run With Us, was such a good song, and Lisa Lockheed was apparently Canadian, and that song don't think did that well for her, but it's a brilliant song. Go and listen to it. I'll put the links in the description. Mostly for YouTube, I think, because trying to find some of these things, trying to find the original versions on iTunes and Spotify and stuff's difficult. So I think all the links are going to be for YouTube. So go and have a listen to them. Do you remember them? gain the demographic of my podcast on this. But there was another song that used to use in that show called Growing Up, and it was used in a lot of montage scenes. Or I remember it being used multiple times. It may have just been one episode that I saw multiple times. And even that was another Lisa Lockheed song, and that was a really, really good song. But I think the end titles wasn't her singing it. Sounded like a man to me in the end titles, or a different version of Lisa singing it, but I'm pretty sure it's a guy singing it in this TV show. But that's where it came from. Came from Lisa Lockheed. And another, like, one of my all-time favourite, I hope I don't get copyright struck for any of these. I'm always going to play like short extracts of them. And I'm going to link them all below, so hopefully YouTube and things will be kind to me. I don't own these. These are all copyrighted off their respective owners. I'm just doing this as a review. Oh, God. Politics and bureaucracy nowadays, eh? But I'm sure most of you will recognize this one. Oh, yeah. Yes. 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 I want to play more of it, but I can't because copyright. But Thundercats was like an amazing TV show. Like, even I've watched it, and I actually liked the reboot of it as well. Like, I didn't mind that, and it got kind of scrapped. Like, I actually liked the reboot. But the original was, yes, again, a little bit weird, and a bit of a strange story. But yeah, what a great show. What an absolutely great show. And this is something I actually want to be turned into a TV show or a film. Like, the technology they have now, you know, with face scanning. Let's not do it like Cats, but this could be the one of the most brilliant friggin' films, like, with the technology they have now and computer graphics, or, you know, I don't even mind if it's animated. Like, make a Thundercats film live or live action film. Like, but they have to keep this song. This song is brilliant. Like, one of the main reasons, like, kids, I think, in the 80s, like, watched these shows, because they were a bit weird, was pretty much for the titles and the themes. And Thundercats is an absolute classic for me. You can't say much more about that. I had some cassettes when I was a kid, and I just leaked a bit of the next one. Oh yeah, terrible, terrible queuing. My brother would be terribly disappointed, him being a DJ and all. But yeah, I had some of the cassettes for Thundercats and toys, and I've actually got the Lion-O sword on my wall. You put batteries in it, and it'll extend and do the Thundercat call. I am 5 years old, yes. I don't care. But speaking of, like, weird TV programs, like, weird cartoons that had... You can hear my dog pathering in, I think. Hello, bird. Are you okay? Yes. You might hear him start crying in a minute, because he's in here, and... he can't get up on this chair that I'm sat on, so he cries at me. Bless him. His bed's on the floor, but he's enjoying the sunshine at the moment. My wife's in hospital. She's fine, don't worry. She's just having a little bit of treatment. She's feeling a bit under the weather. She's gone for a blast of IVs, and she'll be out soon, but he's pathering the house looking for her. Bless his little cotton socks. Anyway, I digress, as per usual. But yeah, talking about, like, 80s children's TV cartoons that had some of the best music, but weird concept. And I can't even remember, like, what this show was really about. I just remember watching it, thinking it was cool because it was, like, explosions and battles and stuff like that, and the epic theme tune. Now, this was a program called Jace and the World Warriors.
Unite the magic root and
I've skipped it a little bit to get to the actual the musical bit. Form of Saw Boss. Like, they were, like, weird. Yeah, it is the main bit. I don't know the lyrics. But what a cracking song. They were just, like, they were all, like, as if you can imagine, like, Rocky's montage. They were, like, such, like, motivational kind of, like, tunage. Like, I could sit and listen to these on my, I have done. I've got these on a playlist on my phone. Because they're just epic songs. They're just really, really good. And and they're on TV shows. And Jason the Wheeled Warriors was a weird one, because he was some sort of prince, I think, and his dad was a king or something. I don't know. It was some sort of royalty thing going on, I believe. They were, like, space, like, astronauts. I'm really describing this terribly. But they had spaceships and shit like that. But then there was this alien race. I think they're called the Monster Mines, or the Monster Mines, I don't know. And they were, like, biomechanical beings. They were, like, partly made of plants or something. I tell you what, it was weird. But they all fought each other in, like, their own machines, like cars with weapons and stuff on. And it was just bonkers. But it was entertaining. As a kid, I used to be glued to it. I might actually have to see if there's, like, an episode, like, on YouTube or on some sort of streaming platforms, I can actually go and, like, listen to the theme and, like, watch an episode to see what it actually was about. Because, like, I've not researched any of these because I wanted to, like, tell you my actual impression of, because if you go and watch them, like, I almost don't want to watch it just in case it's shit. Like, that's the problem when you grow up. Like, you go back and watch something. Did it with Mac and Me. I think I've said this on a previous episode, that Mac and Me was a great film when I was a kid. And I thought, oh my God, that's a great film. Blah, blah, blah. It's like an E.T. film. Me and my brother watched it as adults, and it's shit. It's terrible. It's an absolute god-awful movie. It's It's pants. Absolute pants. It's garbage. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. And I'm sorry, that was my phone ringing. It's on Do Not Disturb. How the hell has my phone rang? Anyway, this is going well, this episode. Invaded by dog. Dad phoning me and interrupting. So, weird concept on that program, but I fear going back to watch it, it would, like, really ruin it for me, because would it be shit? And again, there's another one that, again, and I used to listen to this a lot in the car when I first got my first car. But again, I can't really recall what the concept of the show was. But this one's called Pole Position. Like your parents were, and this is like so 80s, early 90s. They're moving real fast, they're the only ones who can get there on time. Amazing. I want to listen to the whole thing. It's such a good little tune. And I'm hoping there's like some sort of full version somewhere of that song, because it ends so good. It ends so good, yeah. Let's see if I can get to the end. You probably think I'm mental, but like, I grew up on these shows, and again, it was about driving vehicles and battling vehicles and stuff, and it was like, I can't even think about what it was about. Really don't. A lot of them had very similar concepts where there was like some sort of family based like crime fighting business, normally with a little robot helper. Because I think Jason the Wheel Warriors had like a little robot helper. Pole Position, I think, had a little robot helper as well. And the next one is something I kind of remember watching. I'll just skip it a little bit. So this is Mask. And again, vehicle-based, like, good versus evil. Robot as well, turned into like a motorbike. Weird. Turned into like some sort of like, what do they call them? Bloody, them like balance bike things. It turned into like one of them. It was really bizarre. But again, theme tune, brilliant. And Mask was something, I think it was more something that my brother watched. I was still quite young when that was on. When it first came out, at least, anyway. But I remember the theme tune, and I remember the program, but I just don't remember the content. Again, don't remember the storylines. It was, again, something to do with a family of racers, I don't know, and turned crime fighters. Again, I have no idea. I just remember that it was a good program, and it had a kick-ass theme. And is there some correlation to a program, like brainwashing a kid because it has a good theme, that it's a good show? Because, again, I feel like if I went back and watched these shows, they would not hold up. I feel like, apart from Thundercats, I have watched Thundercats as an adult, and it's very, very good still. Apart from the insane laughing at the end of every episode, which I thought was weird anyway. They'd always tell a joke at the end of an episode of Thundercats generally. Normally Snarf would fuck up something or say something stupid, and they'd all go, ha 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 ha, and that's how the episode would end. Pretty much every time. Bizarre. But yeah, like, and I don't know, we're going to move on to a 90s one, which is Captain Planet, as you can tell. And again, even this is like funky, kind of, you know, rocky, kind of getting the message across, telling you what the episode's going to be about. Actually, this is probably better than some of the others, because some of the others don't really explain what's going on. Like, it's just a song. I think Jason the Real Warriors probably does, actually. Jason the Wheel Warriors, I think, goes through the others. I'm trying to think, actually, listening to the lyrics. Pole Position kind of does, maybe. Thundercats kind of does. Maybe they do. Didn't really think that question to myself through, really. But Captain Planet, like, great TV show, actually. I really enjoyed that. But again, I can't remember exactly who he fought. I think there was kind of some sort of evil, like, litter villain. Like, guy that didn't care about eco-friendliness, basically. And he was always fighting him. I just always thought it was a bit... I always thought, like, probably like most people, that the person with heart was, like, the lame one. His ring power was rubbish. Could he control people's minds, was it? I can't remember. Did he make them love and then change their minds? Or something like that. But I always thought he was like the worst. We used to play Captain Planet when I was at school. And we all got assigned like a power. It was earth, wind, water, fire, heart. No one wanted to be heart. Let's face it. Like, nowadays, in today's society, probably with all the caring and be kind to everyone, I feel like that would be taken quite quickly. Oh, I want to be heart. Yes, let me be heart. No, I want to be fire. I want to be earth. I want to destroy stuff. But unfortunately, Captain Planet's been slightly ruined for me, but not at the same time. Funny or Die did, like, you may have seen these. I've put a link again in the description. Funny or Die did Captain Planet skits. Don Cheadle was playing Captain Planet, and they are hilarious, and they are for adults. They do have swearing and stuff in. But it's absolutely hilarious. But it kind of, I now can't actually see like the original Captain Planet cartoon now without thinking of Don Cheadle saying, "I'm Captain Planet, motherfucker," because hilarious. And turn everyone to trees. Tree. Watch it, it'll make sense. But I noticed something the other day, today, when I was like trying to gather some of these videos together. Obviously, YouTube and stuff gives you related videos, and this is one of the related videos. And this is something I used to watch back in the day, which I thought theme tune was good. Maybe not on par with some of the ones I've already spoke about, but a really good theme tune that you could sing along to and trying to get the lyrics right and was just fun. And I noticed that it's been rebooted, I didn't realise, but like a while ago. Animaniacs. And, so yeah, so that's been rebooted, apparently. The video on Warner Brothers Kids, which is what I've linked this video in, it was 2 years old, so this has been rebooted on Hulu, apparently. Which is amazing. I didn't even know this. But I didn't notice in the beginning of it, and I haven't checked, actually, to see if it's on the original Animaniacs start. In the Warner Brothers logo, when it says Animaniacs, it actually says presented by Steven Spielberg, or Steven Spielberg presents. Now, is that a thing? Was that the original thing? Does he produce it? Like, that seems bonkers to me. But I noticed they've updated the lyrics in the new Animaniacs one. And this is the sing-along version, so go and listen to it, because it's quite... I like what they've done in part of it. They've kept like most of the lyrics about them escaping and what they do and, you know, filling in on the backstory. But then they talk about... I'm not going to tell you. Go and listen to it, actually. Go and listen to it. I think you'll be surprised that what they thought they could get away with in an opening scene intro for a popular children's cartoon. So hats off to them, I think. So that's my little rundown. And you know, that's not exhaustive. There's more and more like cartoons out there. Like there's so many out there that I used to watch as a kid that had brilliant titles. And there's also some that me and my brother used to watch when we were a bit older that we used to kind of like semi take the mick out of. Like on children's TV when we were like adults, like when we were like 17, 18. And he's a bit older than me. But we used to watch like there was a program on BBC called Green Claws. And it was about this like ogre monster that used to like gardening, and the theme tune was, they used to sing songs in between it. But the theme tune for that was just so catchy, and we used to sing that and just take the piss out of it. And then there was a song in that program called, like, I think it was like I Like Pigs with Curly Tails, and we used to like take the piss out of it. Very, very niche, like, you know what I mean? But Google that, Green Claws, I think it was called, or Green Claw. And on ITV, there was one called Wizardora, and we used to sing the title to that, and it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible, but it was just so catchy. And bizarre, isn't it, how your childhood is brought to life by memory of music. And it's kind of, it happens throughout life, though, I think. Like, a song can trigger a memory from a very specific time, and you can remember a year very vividly. Like, you can say what happened in the year 2007, but then you go, I have no idea. But then you hear a song go, oh, that came out in the year 2007 because of XYZ. And that's quite interesting, really, how your brain links them things together. But I'm going to leave it there. So what TV shows, what kids' cartoons do you like when you were a kid? And did they have an awesome 80s montage-esque kind of theme tune for them? I guess I bet they did. and I bet they were awesome, and I bet you can't actually remember what the cartoon was about. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much for listening. If you've got this far, please hit the like, comment, subscribe, let me know what you think, and spread the word. Like, if you like this podcast, tell your friends. Until next time, my friends, I will speak to you soon. Thanks for listening to Infinite Prattle with your host, Stephen. Follow me on social networks @Infinite Prattle, and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks very much.